Persecution we expect, but this changes everything.
And you ask, what happens next?
Well, we had it all planned perfectly.
But God directs it all. Just remember what once happened to a Pharisee, once named Saul. He began with aspirations, with a zeal none could outshine, but before his destination, something thwarted his designs. So renowned was his conversion, when a new ambition flowed. It began on this excursion, on an unexpected road. On the road to Damascus, where his grandest plans took flight. On this road to Damascus, he was struck down by the light. So convinced he was right, so convicted of his mission, it took losing his sight to truly see the vision of where his journey would go. And it started on an unlikely road. On the road to Damascus. Bring this to remembrance, his adventure should recall the remarkable resemblance of what happens to us all. Now we understand our calling, what the Lord above has done. As we find one voyage stalling, then another has begun. On the road to Damascus, take flight. On this road to Damascus, we are struck down by the light. So convinced we are right, so convicted of our mission, it takes losing our sight to truly see the vision of where our journey should go. Often starting on an unlikely road, just when we think we hold the reins, that our grip on life is certain, we find our plans are vain, that we're the beast of burden. We can carve our own course, which yields its violent prod, or defer to destiny's force, and yield unto our God, claiming victory. Used to embers, we are fervent with new heat. And the road that we must follow, this new path that we now face, though it's called the straight and narrow, we will run it like a race.
On the road to Damascus, hear the grandest plans take flight. On this road to Damascus, we are lifted by the light.
Now we go.